There was word out today that the internet search engine known as Google may go public sometime in the next few months. This means that the company would raise money by offering shares to investors, but there may be a twist to its initial public offering if and when it does happen. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to explain this is Tess Figland. Tess, this sounds like big news, if indeed it is news, because Google's talked about this before, hasn't it?
It has. Wall Street's been waiting for and talking about this one for at least a couple of years. The company is 5 years old and got hot pretty quickly. And unlike so many other dot-com spawn, it actually generates profits, significant profits. That said, there have been rumors of it going public before, but reports today say company executives have been talking to investment banks and others just in the last couple of weeks, so it may happen this time.
And does Google have some secret plan to get around going through Wall Street? Is there something special about what they're planning to do or talking about?
Well, a bit. Today's Financial Times says Google is considering a bit of an end run around the traditional way of going public. Usually if a company is heading toward an IPO, it gets an underwriter, say Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley, to find investors, do dog and pony shows for those investors, research the value of the company, etc. But Google has reportedly raised the possibility of just auctioning off shares on the internet. That, of course, would rob investment banks of multi-millions that they would make if they were part of the process.
Oh, that's, well, really. It sounds remarkably democratic, though. Has anything like this been done before?
Certainly not that I know of, or the experts I talk to know of. Perhaps someone out there will correct us.
Is it legal, even?
As far as we know, and you're right, you know, it would be a bit more democratic than the usual IPO, and perhaps that's the point. You know, IPOs still have a bit of a slight stink to them because the dot-com collapse, and the Wall Street investment banks that sponsored those IPOs have been in big trouble themselves this year, so why not just leave them out of the process altogether?
So this is a new kind of method. It hasn't been tried before. What's the risk here? What might happen?
Well, the downside is that there's nobody doing the footwork for investors, looking into the company, looking at its finances. So it would really be up to the investor to do that. So buying shares through an auction might not be appropriate for everyone, depending on your level of financial savvy. But more people would be able to participate than would in a traditional IPO. Speaking of stocks, on this Friday in the Marketplace newsroom, we'll be taking a look at the week on Wall Street.
Thank you very much, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Tess joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.